Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, answer me this. It's a grand thrill, isn't it, to hear the family say, "Gee, Mom, this beef is sure good." Well, that's what you will hear when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef is a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a juicy Kroger quality beefsteak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available in the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Disturbed when Penny Gibbs showed deep concern after a strange telephone conversation with wealthy Carrie Carlton, Nora Williams reported the incident to Johnny Keith. So later, on Penny's return from a visit with Mrs. Carlton...
I'll get it, Nora.
Hello.
Hello, Penny.
Hello, Johnny.
Just get home?
Yeah, just this minute. Say, how did you know I was out?
Well, I was up at your house this morning talking to Nora.
Uh-huh. You weren't checking up on me, were you?
No. Trying to make a date with you.
When?
As soon as you can make it.
Johnny, I'm going to be awfully busy.
Well, how about this evening?
Nope, no good.
Why not?
Busy.
Well, you're not going to be busy this evening, and you know it.
I am going to be busy, Johnny. I have work to do.
Well, your work should stop when the sun goes down, and it does go down in a couple of hours. I'll finish what you have to do by 8, and I'll drop by for you.
Johnny, can't you understand English? I said I was going to be busy this evening.
Doing what?
You asked too many questions.
Well, I want an answer to only one. Will you go out with me tonight? Nothing exciting, just a movie, maybe.
No, Johnny, I can't. That's an answer.
Well, that's an answer, all right, but it's the wrong one. Look, what's more important than a date with the great man Keith?
Johnny, I'd love it. I feel like going to a movie, and I really enjoy going with you, but I can't. It's impossible. Some other time.
It'll be impossible then, too. Look, can't you postpone what you have to do tonight and go out with me instead?
No, Johnny. What I have to do tonight can't be put off.
It's really, really important?
Mm-hmm, very.
Sounds serious.
Well, it isn't going to be a picnic.
No?
No.
Well, look, maybe you'd like me to come along.
You do anything for a date, won't you?
Oh, now cut it out. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. What time's your deal on for tonight? I'll join you.
Johnny Keith, you're up to something.
Up to my neck in work, but I'll climb out of it for a date.
Johnny, you were here this morning, weren't you? Didn't you say that?
Yeah.
And you talked to Nora?
Well, jealous? She's awfully good to look at.
Johnny, I'm not joking. Listen, Nora didn't tell you anything about me, did she?
Well, not anything that I don't already know. You're lovely, you're wonderful, and I think you're going to have a date with me tonight.
Johnny, I'm serious. Nora didn't say anything.
No. All we talked about was the weather and her father's farm. I hear the place is doing all right.
Johnny Keith, don't you change the subject.
Well, you were the one who changed the subject. It was date, and you changed it to Nora.
Johnny.
Look, no date tonight.
Look, no date tonight. And
okay,
Johnny...
Okay, then I'll call up a girl who'll appreciate going out with a handsome guy.
Johnny Keith, you... Johnny? Johnny? Oh, God. Nora? Nora?
Yes, Miss.
Nora? You didn't go back on your promise to me, did you?
What promise?
You know very well what promise about that phone call to Mrs. Carlton.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. Nora, you didn't tell Mr. Keith anything about it, did you?
I knew hardly anything to tell.
Nora.
Really, Miss Gibbs, you know that. There was nothing I could tell him about, was there? I heard so little of it.
I suppose that's right. I guess I'm just jumpy about everything today. You'll forgive me if I seem suspicious, won't you?
Oh, it's all right, Miss Gibbs.
I wonder.
You wonder what, Miss Gibbs?
Johnny said that he was calling another girl to take to the movies tonight. I wonder if he was just kidding me or if he's really taking another girl right now. I wonder who she is.
Come in.
Is Professor Rogers too busy to see a guy?
Oh, Johnny, come on in.
Thanks, Stuart. Busy?
No, just trying to clear some papers off my desk. Ever see an office in worse shape?
Yeah, once. They said a cyclone had just gone through it.
Sit down. The cyclone has already gone through this one. You're safe.
Well, you say that as if you really meant it. About the cyclone, I mean.
I did. Madeline Dodge was just here.
Oh, mad about what this time?
Oh, nothing and everything. She wanted to make trouble for Freddie Lang by telling Mrs. Carlton about Freddie's police record, but... Well, instead, you know what happened, I suppose.
And I sure do. I suffered through hours of waiting for the good news. Mrs. Carlton liked the way Freddie had reformed and gave him the $2,000 as a gift.
Yeah. You know, Johnny, maybe we should be reformed delinquents, too. It seems to pay off.
Say, Stuart, I hate to burden you with something that may be a nuisance to you now, but... Well, I'm worried about Penny and this job of hers.
Oh. Well, frankly, so am I.
Why are you worried?
Well, because she isn't free to tell anyone just what she's doing for Mrs. Carlton. And that sort of thing is nothing to be secret about unless, of course, there's something wrong with it.
Well, you think this job's going to get her in trouble too, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Well, look, Penny made a phone call to Mrs. Carlton the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems as though Nora overheard part of it, and it sounded strange.
Oh?
And Penny was upset because Nora had heard it, even if it was only in part.
I see. Well, what did Nora hear?
Well, she didn't hear anything, really. A man's name, that's all. Blake.
Blake?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who is he, do you know?
No, never heard of him. There's no Blake I know of in Rossville.
Oh, well, it wouldn't have to be a Rossville man to be in Rossville. Or for Penny to talk about him, for that matter. And I don't see...
Well,
any...
I haven't told you the upsetting part yet, Stuart.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You see, Penny warned Nora very definitely not to mention the name Blake to anyone.
Well, then why did Nora mention it to you?
Well, I tricked her into it. Wasn't a very fair thing to do, but... Well, Nora was upset about Penny, and I had to find out all about it.
Why is Nora upset?
Well, it's Penny's attitude. She's nervous, worried, half afraid.
Uh-huh. I had an idea that it would eventually come to this.
Come to what?
Come to a point where Miss Gibbs found herself so deeply involved that she was trapped.
Well, what do you think she's involved in?
I don't know. But I have ways of finding out.
Well, that's why I came to you about it, you know. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all, Johnny. I'd be sore if you hadn't come to me. Blake. That's our clue to this thing, the name Blake.
Oh. Have you ever heard the name before? I mean, in reference to something that isn't quite on the level?
No. But even if I had, it wouldn't mean anything. You know, names change when people don't. Oh, gee, how does the name Blake enter into the picture?
Well, he's someone Penny's seeing.
Where?
Well, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Blake.
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously a man out of town, a contact man of some kind. Obviously a man with a police record, or hunted, or afraid to reveal his identity for some similar reason.
Well, he's not the kind of guy Penny should be having secret meetings with, do you think?
Oh, that goes without saying. Blake will be hard to trace if we go after him directly. Johnny, I think Carrie Carlton is the way to Blake.
What do you mean?
Well, Miss Gibbs is obviously meeting Blake in some capacity for Mrs. Carlton.
Uh-huh.
Why does Mrs. Carlton, a wealthy and respected woman, want to do business with the kind of a man this Blake must obviously be?
Huh?
Yeah, find the answer to that, and we not only find Blake, but find out what our friend Penny Gibbs is doing.
Well, how are you ever going to find out anything about Carrie Carlton? Not a soul in this town knows anything about her, except that she's rich, old, and unpleasant.
Yeah, but a few of my friends in the Federal Bureau have ways of finding out things about people. If we give them just one thing to go on.
What can we give them?
I don't know yet, but we'll find something.
Who are you calling?
And just listen, you'll find out.
When you go to work, don't you?
Well, that's the way to get things done.
Operator.
Operator, I want to talk to Agent Richard Tobin in the Federal Bureau in Washington. If he's not there, find out where I can get in touch with him.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Gibbs. I went to the store without my key.
Nora, let me help you with those packages.
No, I can manage them all right.
All right. Oh, you better put them down in here. I'll just rub the kitchen floor and waxed it. It isn't dry yet.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, you shouldn't have done that. I should do those things for you.
Well, I don't know what. Come on, put your packages down.
All right. Oh, you're beginning to get heavy. Now, please, Miss Gibbs, don't do things like kitchen floors, especially not when you're tired.
I'm not tired. Besides, I enjoy doing it. Believe it or not, it took my mind off other things.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, don't be worried anymore about anything. I'm sure everything's going to be all right.
I wish I could be sure of that, Nora.
But golly, Miss Gibbs, why should you worry about anything?
It's an important job, Nora. A very important job.
But you can do it. You know you can. Crickets, Mrs. Carlton wouldn't let you if she didn't know you could do it.
Strangely enough, it's not what I have to do that I'm worrying about. It's what others may do.
Oh, people are helping you?
No. But some people may want to help me.
Oh?
Thinking they're doing something to protect me, or maybe thinking they were making things easier for me.
Well, wouldn't they be?
No, Nora, they wouldn't be. Look, dear, this is something I have to do alone, with no help and no interference from anybody.
But if your friends tried to help
you... That's the worst that could happen to me, Nora. That's... Well, I don't want to say it would be awful for me. No, all I do is to fail to do the job, Nora. It's Mrs. Carlton who'd suffer the most.
Why, Miss Gibbs?
Well, Nora, I can't tell you why, but... You know how Mrs. Carlton's lived alone and away from other people for so many years?
Yes, I've heard that.
Well, she had a reason for that, Nora. A very good, sound, legitimate, and unselfish reason.
What was it?
Well, I can't explain what it was, Nora, but Mrs. Carlton lives as she does to guard a secret.
Well, gee, what kind of a secret?
Well, it's an unhappy secret, Nora. And there are a lot of people in this world, and most of them rather unpleasant people, who give anything to know that secret.
But they'll never know it, will they?
They will if I don't do the job I'm supposed to do. They will if, let's say Johnny or Freddie or even you found out what I'm doing and told what you knew. That would bring the secret out, Nora.
And what would happen then?
I don't know what would happen then. But it would probably mean death from a broken heart for a very kind and gracious old lady.
So Mrs. Carrie Carlton is guarding a secret. Will Professor Rogers' friends in the Federal Bureau be able to discover that secret before Penny is able to stop the investigation Professor Rogers has launched? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. During these winter days, you've probably discovered this. Your family always has a keen, hearty appetite. But it's no problem satisfying everyone when you serve Kroger quality beef. It's everybody's favorite main dish. And Kroger quality beef is the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's Kroger quality beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently juicy steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find the tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. And remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.